It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, television neighbor. Did you see the tricycle that I brought? Wanted you to see it right here. Oh, I'm just too big for this. But it's just right for a child. You see, there's some things that are made that are just for children, and this is one of them. And I know a man who works in a company that makes all kinds of playthings for children to use, even tricycles like this. And I'd like to show you that company and some of the people who work there. My friend's name is Mr. Doug Terman, and I'd like to go over there now. Since I borrowed this tricycle from him, I'll just take it back. Come along. This is the toy factory here. Mr. Terman said he'd meet us right inside. So let's just go on in. Okay. Doug.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Fine. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Terman.
Hi.
Thanks for loaning this to me.
Ah, sure is nice, isn't it?
It is. Looks so well made.
Oh, it does. Before we can make a toy like this, Fred, we have to think about it first, and I'd like to start off by showing you our design department.
Good.
Let's go right over here. Fred, once we get an idea for a toy, we work on it over here.
The design department.
The design department. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Doug.
Kevin, this is Fred Rogers. This is Kevin Aker.
Hi.
Glad to meet you, Kevin.
Nice to meet you. What we thought you'd like to see is today you're going to see our people making the toddler wagon in the factory.
Uh-huh.
And this is the way we start out. We get ideas from consumers and even from our own children. I have two little girls, and a lot of times I get ideas from them. And what we do is first do some sketches, and then do bigger sketches that give us a feel for color and shape and size.
And you drew this?
Mm-hmm.
The wheels and the...
The wheels and the shape wagon. Of the wagon. And then we'll make a small model like this so that we can really see the shapes and make sure there's no sharp edges, nice, soft, rounded corners.
This is very light.
It's made of styrofoam, and it's carved by hand.
And so you really make a toy of a toy.
That's
to
right.
Begin with, huh?
And we go from this size, we'll make a larger model, which we give children to play with, and then we'll go into the real production piece, and we'll get wheels, such as these, and we build in noisemakers.
Huh. So when it goes against something, it makes a noise.
Mm-hmm. Which the kids love.
Uh-huh. Are these the actual wheels that go on it?
Those are the real wheels.
I see. That'll be fun.
This is a little bigger wheel that we looked at when we were designing it.
I see.
And this is the product you're going to see being made by our people out in the factory today.
Have you always enjoyed doing things like this, designing things?
Yes, ever since I was a little boy, I wanted to design things and design cars, and I'm getting pretty close to it now with wagons.
I guess so. To think that these toys all begin with your imagination.
Mm-hmm. It's where they start, yeah. And then we do some sketches and drawings and go from there.
Well, we'll see the rest of it.
Would you like to go see where our people
make
these?
Please give your girls my best.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Kevin. This way. Well, here we are. This is where we make the toddler wagon.
You mean you use all of these huge machines to make that little wagon?
No. We make parts for the trike, we make parts for the toddler wagon, and we make parts for almost all of our toys in here. Before we can make anything, we have to start out with a little piece of plastic. And we get that in rail cars, and we take it in the plant, and we grind it up into a powdery-like consistency, kind of like soap powder.
Soap powder.
After that, we add dyes to make the color that we like. We have different colors for different toys.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we're ready to mold it into a toy. One person will pour the powder into the mold.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll close up the mold after they get them all filled up nice and tight. Then they send it into the oven where it starts to spin. And when it heats up, it turns into a liquid. This liquid then would go into the cooling chamber, still spinning, so that it fills all the nooks and crannies in the mold. And then it hardens into the shape that you and I are more familiar with.
You know, when it's spinning like that, it reminds me of a Ferris wheel or some sort of a ride at an amusement park.
After the toy's cooled, they'll take it out of the mold. And they hang them up and they send them on their way to the assembly department. Would you like to go see how we assemble these toys?
I would.
Okay, before we can go into the assembly department and see how we put these toys together, we have to wear safety glasses to keep our eyes safe from dust or flying particles.
I see.
So let me give you these.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. For safe eyes.
For safe eyes, and we're ready to go.
What kind of toys did you like when you were a boy?
I liked all kinds of toys, Fred. I played cowboys and Indians, army, I played doctor. I even made up toys for myself. My favorite horse was a broom.
A broom?
A broom. We used to ride around. It never left us. We were pals to the end.
We had a great imagination even then.
You need imagination sometimes. You can do a lot with your imagination. You can have any toy you want.
And now here you are helping to make toys for children.
And I find that really rewarding because I was a child myself once.
What is this?
This is the beginnings of a toddler wagon. We're going to be trimming it over here, and right over there is where we assemble the toddler wagon.
Oh, could we see that?
We sure can. Let's go over there right now.
Good.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Doug.
Now, this is Fred Rogers. This is Janet Hensley.
Glad to meet you, Janet.
Me too.
He's assembling our toddler wagon. You mind if we watch you work a little bit?
No, then I'm fine.
What's happening here?
The drill's drilling out the hole for the wheel.
That's the finished product.
Boy, you do that so well.
Well, thank
Thank you. I enjoy my job. I like making toys for children.
Well,
we got to see some of these wheels at the design department, as well as a picture of it, and now we get to see you put it together. Thank you for letting us watch you.
Sure.
Fred, would you like to see where we put all this stuff after it's all done?
Of course.
Okay, we'll go there now. Thanks, Jan.
Bye-bye, Jan.
Bye-bye.
Fred, back here is where we store all our things.
My, look at all of those toys.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Fred.
Chuck Gaber, how are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good, thank you.
A pleasant surprise to see you.
Well, Doug's been showing me all through this factory. It's fascinating.
Oh, it is impressive, isn't it?
How are you coming with your toy?
Well, I think I just about have that figured out.
Elephant.
Yes, yeah.
Good for you.
Listen, Ella Jenkins is going to be at your place today, isn't she?
Yes, she's going to bring her top collection.
Oh. Well, when I'm finished here, would you mind if I came with her since we're both going to the school?
I hope you will.
Good.
I remember the last time you were with
her. Oh, yes. We had a good time.
I'll say. Thank you very much, Doug.
Oh, my pleasure, Fred.
Good to be with you. Now, isn't that the door?
That's the front door, and you won't even need those safety glasses because it's right there.
Very good. There you are.
Thank you.
See both of you gentlemen later.
Bye-bye.
Chuck, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think an order of 30 would suffice.
Fine people who make playthings for children. Come on, let's go back to my place. I think it's important to think about all the adults in the world who spend most of their working days making things for young people to enjoy. I do. Trolley? Let's make believe that the king and queen are the ones who ordered the present that Mr. McFeely delivered last time to the castle for Prince Tuesday. Let's suppose it's a tricycle. No. Maybe it could be a bicycle. You know, the prince is a schoolboy now, and a bicycle is something he really wants a lot. Let's have our make-believe now. Well,
I wonder what it could be.
I don't know. It's addressed to Queen Sarah.
Oh, here comes the queen. I must get to the kitchen.
Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
I see you have brought me a present. It is not my birthday.
Oh, I know that, Uncle Friday.
But you may open it anyway.
I didn't bring it.
Oh, well, who did?
I think Mr. McFeely delivered it.
Well, you may open it then.
But look at the tag.
To Queen Sarah. Well, I'm sure she wouldn't mind if we opened it.
I think I would mind if somebody opened something that was addressed just to me.
You would?
Yes, I think I would.
But I am a king. I would think that I could open anything.
Anything that had your name on it.
Anything that had my name on it. Yes, I see. Well, I think we should call Sarah and then she can open it.
If she wants to.
Yes. Sarah, Queen Sarah, you are needed at the castle balcony.
Oh, why, hello, dear. Hello, Niece Aberlin.
Greetings, Aunt Sarah.
Yes, greetings, dear.
Did you need me for something?
Well, there's a package here with your name on it, Sarah.
Oh, really? What is it?
Well, we don't know.
Since it had your name on it, we thought you should be the one to open it.
Well, of course, you're right. I wonder what it is. Large enough to be the sticks for the garden or the paper for the new decrees.
It feels as though there's a wheel.
A wheel? Oh, that might be the little bike I ordered for Tuesday.
Ladies, may I make a suggestion?
Of course, Uncle.
I suggest that we open the package and then we'll know for sure what it really is.
Still a suggestion, Friday.
Would you like to pull the cord
in? Of course, dear. me.
It's a nice tag, isn't it?
It's lovely, yeah.
Oh.
That's it. That's Tuesday's bike.
Oh, I can imagine how happy he'll be to get this.
I suggest that we put it in safekeeping until he comes home from school.
I'll help you take it in, Uncle Friday.
Do you have the key to safekeeping, dear?
I always hang it right here on the balcony along with my other keys. Only I know which is which. Yes, here it is.
Thank
there,
you.
Dear. I remember my first experience with a bicycle.
What did you learn first, dear?
Well, first I learned how to fall. Yes.
If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall. Sometimes.
Yes.
If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it. You did it.
Yes, well, that bike is too small for this king.
But it's just right for the king's son.
A princely bike.
Well, farewell, dear.
Farewell to you both. You are excused.
Uncle Friday?
Yes?
I'm proud of you.
Oh, well, no, thank you. Proud. Life is good. Being a person is good. Breathing the air is good. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it. Because you did it. You did it. You did it. Mr. Elephant, I presume?
Well, you could call me H.J.
Yes, I could. Are you here for an undisclosed purpose?
Well, I need a key.
What kind of a key?
The kind that opens any door.
Any door at all?
Well, any door that my friend Mr. Aber wants to open. I want to give it to him for a present.
Where is Mr. Aber now?
Oh, he's at the schoolhouse helping Ms. Cow. And I'm supposed to go there, too.
I shall look through my keys and see if one might please you and your friend. You may return another time.
Oh, well, thanks, King Friday.
You're welcome. And when you see my son, Prince Tuesday, just tell him that life is good.
Life is good. Okay. Thanks again.
You are excused.
For what?
That means you may leave now.
Oh, bye for now, King Friday.
Yes, a farewell then.
It's like a sliding board.
Yes, you could pretend you're sliding down like that.
And what about that one? How do you play with that one, Mr.
The little car?
Mm-hmm.
Like this, Daniel.
Make believe you're inside of it?
Mm-hmm. That's one way. And these kinds of toys are called mechanical toys.
You wind them up.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Aren't those cute?
That's real.
You like those?
I just like them a lot. You know what kind I like best?
What kind is that, Anna?
I like blocks.
Building blocks?
Yes. I like to build things with them and then put them away and then build something else.
Like this?
Yes, I really like them.
Well, you may use them after class if you like.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
What about you, Prince Tuesday? What kind of toys do you like?
Two-wheelers.
Pardon me?
Two-wheelers. Two-wheel toys.
You mean like a bicycle?
That's it.
You've been thinking a lot about bicycles, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, friends.
Oh, well, hello, Mr. Elephant.
Is Mr. Aber here?
Yes, he is. He must have stepped out for a minute. He's helping us understand the different kinds of toys, you know.
Ah, well, I'll just wait, but I have one thing to tell Prince Tuesday.
Do you have a bicycle?
No, but I have a message from your daddy.
Oh, boy, what is it?
He wanted me to tell you, life is good.
Life is good?
That's what he said.
Is that all?
I guess he thought that was enough.
You know, I see something right under Mr. Elephant.
Well, what is it, Daniel?
It looks like Mr. Aber's head. Is that you, Mr. Aber?
It is, Daniel. Oh,
what were you doing under there?
I was making H.J. talk.
Making him talk?
Mm-hmm. You see, H.J. is a kind of toy, too. Oh. He's a puppet, and I was making him talk. Watch, I'll show you.
Oh. Hello, Daniel. Hi, friends.
Hi.
I'm a toy, and Mr. Aber makes me talk.
Uh-huh. See what I mean?
If H.J. is a toy, am I a toy, too?
You could be.
I never thought of that.
Am I a toy, too?
You could be.
Well, I'm not a toy. I'm a prince.
You see, in make-believe, toys can be real if you want. Anything is possible in make-believe.
Isn't that great to think about, class? In make-believe, anything is possible.
Daddy said life is good. Do you suppose that has something to do with my bike? Life is good.
Yes, that's what I said, Trolley. Life is good. Well, I believe that too, but that does not take away the fact that at the root of it all, life is good. Yes. Farewell then.
We'll make believe about Prince Tuesday getting his bike and pretend some other things next time. Sounds like someone at the back door. Oh, maybe it's Ella Jenkins and Chuck Aber. It is.
Nice to see you again so soon.
Hi, Fred.
Will you come in?
No. Why don't we just stay out here and use your sand table, because I've got a lot of tops to share
with
you.
Great. We'll do that.
We have space.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's fine.
Perfect.
You both know my television neighbor, Ella Jenkins, Chuck Aber. And a collection of tops.
Oh, yes. This is part of my collection. Uh-huh. This is a Swiss top.
How do you do?
And, you know, children around the world spin tops, and it's been kind of fun collecting them. And sometimes people travel and bring me. Let me try this one. This is a Tokyo top.
Oh, this one's from Japan?
And in fact, the Japanese children have lots of sizes and colors and shapes and designs. This is a West German top. They have a lot of them. They're made in shapes of fruit.
That does look like a straw.
It does. That's what I was going to say.
But just don't eat that.
No, ma'am.
Good advice.
Here's a four-sided top, and this is called a dreidel.
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of
dreidel.
This is made of plastic.
I have some in this bag.
That one's plastic.
Show that one, Ella.
I tell you, this has a interesting... Oh, that's what it does.
Isn't that something?
It goes from the bottom to the top. Why don't you try this a wee bit?
Oh, it takes a lot of practice to get this one, I think.
There it is.
Great.
Here's another one. Show that one. That one's beautiful.
Watch this carefully, because those colors kind of mesh together, and then you can see them more clearly as it gets slower.
Isn't that lovely?
Surely is.
Chuck, why don't you show the big top?
Oh, the big top.
This is one that
many children have seen, I'm sure. It's got a train on it. Ready?
Mm-hmm. It makes a sound.
Have you always liked tops, Ella?
For a long time, since I was a little girl, I had a prize and a box of candy.
That was your first
tiny,
one?
Tiny top, yes. And so I've been spinning tops ever since. And I've been collecting them, too.
Well, what if you don't have a top? Is there something that you could spin if you don't have a top?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there are a lot of things around the house you could use, one of which is a quarter. Spins like a top.
It surely does.
Can you have fun with that? Surely.
It looks easy, but I wonder if it is.
Putting the tops in the bag. Because we have to get to the school to show these to the children.
You have to go already?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
And we'll have a lot more tops to show them.
Oh, great. Thanks for coming, Ella.
Okay.
You're a real friend.
And you keep up fun with those tops.
Sure will.
Bye for now.
Bye, Chuck. Those two people are tops as far as I'm concerned. That means they're the best.
Yeah.
You are too, Fish. Life is good. Especially when you can visit with people you love and have such a good time with them. That can really give you a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. What was it that I brought in the door with me today? And I tried to sit on it, and I was too big for it. That tripe. I love to share interesting things and interesting people with you. I'll be back.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.